Yes, Mr. Perez, this is Lou Quinones. I'm the acting board chair of the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. The next voice you will hear is that of the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and he will be the panel lead for your hearing. Thank you, sir.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Sir, could you please state your name and your ADC number, please, for the record?
My name is Joshua A. Perez. DOC number is 236866.
Okay. Sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing this morning. You have the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Luis Quinones, who's the acting board chair today. You have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I will be acting as your hearing lead this morning. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections, is Mr. Turner, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Perez, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
No, sir.
Okay, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay, sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. So your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether you're...
I'm sorry, sir, to interrupt. I don't know how this is, because it's new to us. He's already been to a problem.
I know. This is the process we got to go through.
Pop it. Great.
Okay. Phase two, we'll determine whether your release status should be revoked or reinstated. So you had a probable cause hearing in front of a hearing officer on February 26th of 2019?
Yes.
And based on the information from your probable cause hearing that you had, the hearing officer found that there was probable cause to believe that a violation of conditions of supervision has occurred and that you had lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or a company. Is there anything else you want to add to that, sir?
No, just, I had a scheduled date to check in with a parole officer, and I wasn't able to make it, so, I am guilty of that.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go ahead and move us on to phase two. Therefore, I'm going to move the finding that Mr. Perez was a Lincoln, as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed. Motion by myself. Second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal. Okay, so we're going to go on to phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination, as I said earlier, whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. And then I'm going to go with some information with you in the warm, sir, and then see if the board has any questions, give you an opportunity to present any information that you may feel relevant to the board, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Perez was released from ADC custody on 11-5-2018 and arrested on 1-22-2019 by ADC. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 1-22-2019 with an adjusted CCD of 7-9-2019 with 35 abscond days. Current convictions, 2016, flight from law vehicle, 2 years, 6 months. 2015, marijuana violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2008, commitment A, count one, escape, second degree, 1 year, 6 months. 2006, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year. 2008, commitment C, count one, flight from law vehicle, 1 year, 6 months. 2010, burglary, third degree, 5 years. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score of 2. Substance abuse score of 2. STG information, he self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Southside Mountain View Park. Prior terms on supervision, 2009, TIS release, completed 3 months. 2015, TIS release, absconded for 111 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is significant with drugs, intoxicants, violence, and promoting prison contraband noted. Other arrests, 2001, trafficking in stolen property, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2002, unlawful use means of transportation, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2003, dangerous drug violation, Arizona juvenile detention. 2004, promoting prison contraband, Arizona juvenile detention. He has a GB score of G7, G8.
Thank you, Mr. Tyler. One question for you, because I had marked on this sheet July 19th of 2019, and I think you said July 9th. I just want to make sure.
I've got July 9th.
Okay.
Okay.
When you were released, you were approved to reside with your mother in the city of Sanchez at 210 West Kenderman Drive in Ottendale, Arizona. It doesn't show that you were working. Were you working during that period of time, sir, when you were released?
Yes, I was doing day labor.
Day labor? Okay.
Yes. And all of the things that he had mentioned are true. And you know, I was in my, you know, stage of just, you know, reckless and stuff like that, so I apologize on my behalf, but, you know, I'm 30 years old, and that's 18 years ago he goes back to, you know what I mean, and since then, you know what I mean, and I have violated before in the past, you know, and you know, I see that now that, you know, I've been making, you know, big changes for myself, you know what I mean, no dirty ways, or no new charges or anything like that, you know what I mean, and, I was trying to do my thing and work and stuff like that. You know, I'm still trying to, you know, break the cycle and stuff like that. So I just want to apologize on my behalf.
Okay, well, why did you leave your mother's house, sir?
Well, because I went to my fiance's and I was in the process of getting added to the lease. But it wasn't official, so I didn't present that to my parole officer until, you know, I get a notification that I was added onto the lease and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. So did you relapse and do any drugs during that period, sir?
No, I did not. I did not relapse. I didn't drop no 30 UAs, anything like that. You know, I've been violated, you know, in the past, like I said, for, you know, UAs and absconding and stuff like that. And this time it was for not following the directive or something like that.
Well, we have you listed down as that you were in Absconder for 35 days. What were you doing during that period of time, sir?
Yeah, I was with spending time with my fiance. She's pregnant now.
Uh-huh.
And just doing the day labor thing.
Okay. So let me see if the board has any questions for you. Same no questions coming from the board, Mr. Perez. We're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing, sir. Anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself?
No, sir.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Perez. Mr. Perez, the board is going to go into discussion. Sir, while we're in discussion, I need you to stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place. Then we'll make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision and give you the get back with you and give you the results, okay?
Okay.
All right. The board is now going into discussion. Mr. Perez says that at this time he was really out trying to do good. He was working at day labor. He's staying with his fiance. Spending some time with her. She's pregnant. Said he wasn't doing any drugs or anything during that period of time. However, because of the days that he actually was absconded, 35 days, we don't know exactly what he was doing. He wasn't able to provide any UAs because he hadn't done it prior to him absconding. Then he was staying with his mom. However, he left there to go get into the apartment with his girlfriend, as he said previously, that he was in the process of getting on there. I think Mr. Perez is in the process of trying to turn his life around and be positive. I would think he has a release date of July 9th of 2019, which is a few months away. I think if Mr. Perez takes this time that he has left and work with his CO3, get involved in some programming while he's there and work on a plan for when he gets released, that he'll probably be a good productive citizen once he comes out of there, and that's my hope and wish. But at this time, I don't see him, because he was an absconder on his last release for 111 days in 2015. I don't see him being a good candidate to be released back out again under community supervision. That's my opinion. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Seeing no comments coming from the colleagues, then I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Perez, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself. Second, Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Condonis, Mr. Miller. Okay, Mr. Perez.
Yes.
So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on July 9th of 2019. So please take the time that you have left to work on giving them any programming that you can take, work with your CO3 to see about plans so that when you get released, sir, that you'll be able to go out, maybe find your job, get with your fiance, live a productive life, sir, and not have any negative contacts with law enforcement again, sir. I want to take the opportunity to thank you for participating in your hearing today. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Perez.
Okay, thank you. You guys have a good day.